Hello, Mr. and Mrs. North America, and all the ships at sea. Let's go to press. A little tip of the cap to Walter Winchell, the late great columnist and weekly radio personality back in the day. Well, we're going to borrow his words to open another Radio Munson this evening from just outside of Tucson, Arizona, just a little ways up Dove Mountain. I'm glad you're with us this evening. We have some great swing tunes for you. That's Jackie Gleason's music. Actually, Gleason didn't play any instruments, but he did wield a pretty good baton. And he was the driving force behind a whole bunch of popular albums through the late 1950s and through the 1960s and beyond. And that's How High the Moon, or as Gleason's TV friend Ed Norton would say, a free trip to the moon. Yeah. Along with a knuckle sandwich. On the Radio Munson, we kick off another one of our shows. Gleason had these great New York musicians at his beck and call anytime he did these albums. And for the most part, they were very romantic albums with a lot of string music. But Gleason loved traditional jazz. And he would always slip in a couple of traditional jazz arrangements. Featuring Bobby Hackett's cornet, usually. That was Bobby's muted cornet there. And who was the other guy? I think that was Charlie Shavers. Although I'm not positive about that. I'm not positive about a heck of a lot, to be honest, except for this. On Thursday evenings from 7 to 9 Central Time, whether I'm in Bloomington Normal in the GLT studios or where I am tonight, just a little ways up Dove Mountain, our Radio Munson West studios in southern Arizona, just outside of Tucson, regardless of where I am, there's no place I'd rather be. How about you?
What you mean you want to know how I feel about you, baby? Be poetic about it, all right. I love the East, I love the West, and North and South, they're both the best. But I'll only go there as a guest, 'cause I love being here with you. I love the sea, I love the shore, I love the rocks, but what is more? With you, they never be a bore, 'cause I love being here with you. Singing in the shower, laughing by the hour, life is such a breezy game. Love all kinds of weather, as long as we're together, I love to hear you say my name. I like the wine, hip-hop cuisine, and candlelight. I like the scene. But baby, if you know what I mean, 'cause I love being here with you. Us hair, but I think to tell you it's only fair that I love being here with you. And Cary Grant, oh, do da day, his other charm takes me away. But don't get me wrong, how do you say I love being singing, 'cause there's something else, you know. They know how to say it, they know how to play it, they wind it up and let it go. I love the thrill of New York shows, I love to mwah, Duran his nose, but I like to say before I close, yeah, yeah, I just love.
Feelings exactly. Queen Latifah is a singer. John Clayton arranged that song, and Peggy Lee wrote it, or wrote the lyrics at least. Clever lyrics. Peggy Lee wrote a lot of great songs, or at least co-wrote a lot of great songs. William Schluger is the guy who wrote the melody for "I Love Being Here with You," which in fact I do. John Clayton won a Grammy in, I think it was 2008. For Best Instrumental Arrangement for that recording by Queen Latifah here on Radio Munson. You know, we love to give credit to the arrangers on this program, particularly with the big bands. They are the unsung heroes, I think, behind the Great American Songbook presentation. Here's something done by a French arranger and orchestra leader and fine pianist, Michel Legrand. Did this arrangement for Frankie Lane for an album called Reunion in Rhythm back in 1958.
We meet at evening time, 'tis sweet at evening time, to know I'll spend an hour or two just with you. Then when the hour grows late, I love to hesitate. The moment seems so fleeting while I am here repeating. Stars shining bright above you, night breezes seem to whisper I love you, birds singing in the sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me, just hold me tight, tell me you'll miss me while I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream of me. Stars fading but I linger on, dear, still craving your kiss. And I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear, just saying this. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you, sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me. Till dawn, dear, just saying this. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you, sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you, Sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little, 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 dream of me. Dream a little, dream of me.
Frankie Lane, the arrangement by Michel Legrand and a bunch of French musicians on the Columbia label in 1958. The album was a winner. It was called Reunion in Rhythm. Well, rhythm's what we're all about here on Radio Munson on GLT. My email address is don@wglt.org. I tell you more, but this joint's just jumping here. I'm going to have to do something about it. Thank you. joint is jumping indeed. Fats Waller's old song, The Joint is Jumping, played this time by a fellow pianist, Hank Jones, and his little trio, including Richard Davis, who was playing that bass, and Roy Haynes playing those very important drums. Here on Radio Munson, our Thursday night get-together, you know, it's not just a swing program. It's not just a big band program. It's not just a vintage jazz program. It's not just a recent releases by adult artists program. It's a trip into the past and maybe the imagination past, because most of us have not lived the lives of some of these songs, and just getting a feeling of how it could have been. We appreciate your attendance every Thursday night. We don't take roll, you know. You just show up when you can. Got a good lineup of music tonight coming on Radio Munson, including a Nelson Riddle arrangement for Rosemary Clooney in 1960.
Chestnuts in blossom, holiday tables under the trees. April in Paris, this is a feeling no one can ever. Missed a warm embrace till April in Paris. Whom can I run to? What have you done to my
Radio Munson from Tucson. Tonight, going to go for a little hike along the trail, if it's okay with you. Better take a walking stick along, because the snakes are out here in Arizona. Thank you. We're hiking on the trail tonight, part of the Grand Canyon Suite, and Jack Kortner, a very talented New York City arranger and band leader, put that arrangement together for soloist Dave Tufani on saxophone. And that was Marv Stamm's trumpet. Marv Stamm's a well-respected horn guy. In fact, he was on the Illinois State University campus just a few years ago conducting a clinic. And Bill Mays is the piano player for Jack Kortner's band. Here on Radio Munson, I mentioned the snakes. I imagine the snakes, and I'm speaking rattlesnakes now, which are very common in Arizona this time of year. They have to wait till they hibernate in the winter. And they wait until they're sure it's warm enough to come out. And they're hungry by the time they do that. So they're very active. They're around. And, of course, they don't have any truck with me or you at all, unless we get too close to them, unless they feel a little threatened. And that's when the trouble starts. So it's just always cautious, as the byword, around here during this time of year. We have a golf course here in our little community on Dove Mountain, where we live during the wintertime, and the snakes get out on the golf course. Usually they stay in the deep rough, which we call the desert here, because that's what it is. But on the course, every once in a while, you'll see a rattlesnake making its way across one of the fairways. And we see bobcats out there all the time, plenty of rabbits, and roadrunners, a lot of roadrunners as well, and an occasional coyote. Yeah, it's an adventure going out on the golf course, but it's also gorgeous. Here's a gorgeous arrangement that Cy Oliver did for Sinatra, and I think it was 1962. And Frank decided to do an album in tribute to Tommy Dorsey, for whom he sang for a while before he became a solo star. And Sinatra had done all these great ballads, including the one I'm going to play by Jimmy Van Heusen with words by Johnny Burke. But in 1962, with Cy Oliver's arranging skills, Sinatra said, let's put a little more of an upbeat into them. Here's a sample.
Imagination is funny. It makes a cloudy day sunny. Makes a bee think of honey, just as I think of you. Imagination is crazy. Your whole perspective gets hazy. Starts you asking a daisy what to do, what to do. Have you ever felt a gentle touch and then a kiss and then find it's only your imagination again? Oh, well, imagination is silly. You go around willy-nilly. For example, I go around wanting you, and yet I can't imagine that you want me to. Have you ever felt a gentle touch and then a kiss and then find it's only your imagination again? Oh, well, imagination is silly. You go around willy-nilly. For example, I go around wanting you, And yet I can't imagine that you want me. Can't imagine that you want me. Can't imagine that you want me to.
Frank Sinatra, Cy Oliver's arrangement. Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke wrote that song. Radio Months until 9 Central Time tonight. Glad you're listening to GLT, whether you're in Central Illinois or maybe you're listening at WGLT.org. There's a great app now, and it's been out for a while, but I just got around to getting it, that NPR has put out. It's just called NPR One. NPR One. Download that app and you can select GLT as your favorite station, and it's right there at your fingertips anytime you want it. You can also find archive shows of Radio Munson using that app or when you go to WGLT.org and listen when you feel the urge. That's Martha Tilton, 1937, with Benny Goodman's band. That was Harry James playing that muted trumpet with Benny's band. A couple of years later, Harry had his own band. I mentioned that Sinatra sang with Tommy Dorsey's band, but Francis Albert had a cup of coffee with the Harry James band before Tommy Dorsey hired him away. It was about a half a year in 1939, and it was really Sinatra's break into the big band singing business, although they'd famously won with a couple other guys from Hoboken, the amateur hour that Major Bowes did back in those days on the radio. So his name was known around. Harry James' name was known because of his playing with Benny Goodman, but his own band did become quite successful through the 1940s, and then he just sort of coasted for a few years. And by the mid-1950s, Harry decided he wanted to come back and play some great big band jazz. So in 1957, he had been signed by Capitol Records, and they produced an album for him called Wild About Harry, featuring Harry's trumpet and Willie Smith on alto saxophone. Alan Kinnaman was a piano player. Alan Royce played guitar. Russ Phillips on bass. And the drummer was listed as Buddy Poor. Buddy Poor, P-O-O-R. Actually, it was Buddy Rich, but Buddy was, he was under contract to Verve Records. But Buddy had played with Harry James, and Sinatra wanted Buddy for this album, so Verve Records let him do it as long as he didn't use his own name. So that's Buddy Poor playing drums. And a thing called Blues for Harry's Sake. Things ain't what they used to be. No kidding. That's pianist Gene Harris and his super band recorded at Town Hall in New York City about 20 years ago with Harris playing piano. That was Frank West playing alto saxophone and a great rhythm section with Gene Harris. Herb Ellis on guitar, Paul Falis on bass, and Jeff Hamilton was the drummer here on Radio Munson, where dancing is always optional.
I won't dance, monsieur, with you. My heart won't let my feet do things they should do.
You know what? You're lovely. You know what? So lovely. But oh, what do you do to me? I'm like an ocean wave that's bumped on the shore. I feel so absolutely stumped on the floor.
When you dance, you're charming and you're gentle, especially when you do the continental.
But this feeling isn't purely mental. For heaven rest us, I'm not asbestos.
And that's why I won't dance. Why should I?
I won't dance. How could I?
I won't dance.
Merci beaucoup.
I know that music plays the way to romance.
So if I hold you in my arms, I won't dance. Especially when you do the continental.
But this feeling isn't purely mental. For heaven rest us,
I'm not asbestos.
And that's why I won't dance.
I won't dance.
Why should I?
I won't dance.
I won't dance.
How?
I know that music leads the way to romance. So if I hold you in my arms,
I won't dance.
I won't dance.
I won't dance.
Michael Bublé and Jane Monheit here on Radio Munson. Glad you're aboard this evening on listener-supported GLT. And by the way, thank you for your support in the recent GLT fund drive. Did you put it off till the last minute? I did too. I realized on the last day that I had forgotten, as much as I was promoting the fact that we need your help, I had forgotten to put my 2 cents in. So I did that on the last day. And thanks to you, the goal was met and surpassed. It's not too late for you to support your favorite radio station, GLT. Go to WGLT.org. It's easy as pie. Does anybody say that anymore? It's easy as pie. Well, it is. Willis Kern is retiring from GLT. Longtime GLT news director and my colleague for many more years than that. is wrapping things up this weekend. There was a reception for ISU folks for Willis on campus yesterday. And as of this weekend, he moves on. What a great job Willis has done. And he was at WJBC during my years there and occupied this time slot, in fact, in the evenings on the weekdays. And came to GLT as a newsman and anchored and reported news for a couple of years and then was named news director. And he's made almost a full career out of GLT. He's worked for just under a quarter of a century at this very special radio station. And we say all the best and thank you for a job well done, Willis Kern. Or is it well done, Willis Kern? I think I almost said it that way. But it was well done, Willis Kern. And our wish for you and wife Stacy, who also, by the way, was a news anchor at JBC for a number of years. We wish you a happy retirement. On with the next adventure. That's a pretty exciting time, retirement is. And I'm thinking it's quite a shifting of gears. I mean, you work and work and work, and then there's a weekend, and all of a sudden it's Monday. Yeah.
From Monday on, my cares are over. From Monday on, I'll be in clover. We pick on Monday because it's wash day, and we'll wash our blues away. From Monday on, the skies will look bright. Don't tell me different, I know I'm right. I'm gonna start shouting, hey, hey, when he says love on her and obey, cause I'll be happy from Monday on.
From Monday On, that was recorded originally by the great Bix Beiderbecke with his cornet and Paul Whiteman's band in the late 1920s. And it became one of those standard traditional jazz songs. James Langdon did the vocal. That was Dan Barrett on trombone and John Eric Kelso playing cornet, playing the Bix solo with Dick Hyman on piano. Scott Robinson on the C Melody saxophone, the old-timer. The saxophone, not Scott, and Vince Giordano playing the bass saxophone here on Radio Munson. That was recorded in 2003 as a tribute to the centennial of the birth of Bix Beiderbecke over in Davenport, Iowa, right there on the Mississippi River. Here's a recording from the mid-1930s by Duke Ellington's band, featuring his girl vocalist at the time, Ivy Anderson, who was really something, and featuring Barney Bergard on clarinet and Johnny Hodges on alto saxophone, Harry Carney on baritone sax, and foot stomping by, I think, several members of the band, and a thing called I've Gotta Be a Rug Cutter. Ellington's band, 1937, with Ivy Anderson doing the vocal, backed by the members of the brass section, and aided and abetted by a little foot stomping on radio. You know, you sort of forget, as serious as people have become about jazz over the years, just how joyful jazz was in its early stages, still can be. And there's a great example from 1937. How are you feeling this evening? You're a Sarah Vaughan. You're feeling pretty darn good.
I feel pretty, oh so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and bright. I'm so pretty, I hardly can believe it's real. I feel charming, oh so charming. It's alarming how charming I feel. And so pretty, I hardly can believe it's real. Such a pretty face, such a pretty dress, such a pretty smile, such a pretty me. I feel stunning, oh so stunning. Feel like running and jumping for joy, for I'm loved by a pretty wonderful boy. I feel pretty, oh so pretty. I feel pretty and witty. Yeah.
you like running and jumping for joy.